What's going on, everyone? I hope that you are doing well. This is Fernando, your host of the Bard Exam Game Plan Podcast, and it has been a while. And to be precise, a little over 6 months since I have published an episode, and I want to let you know why. I want to let you know what I've been up to and a little bit more about that. So just so that you know a little bit more about myself, one of the things that I really lead with professionally and in life is curiosity. And curiosity combined with courage really allows you to step outside of your comfort zone. It's one of my superpowers, and it's one of the things that really allows me to stay in situations where I have to learn something quickly that's complex and then be able to just implement it, share it with others. And one of the areas that for me was definitely outside of my comfort zone has been artificial intelligence. And I don't know, you know, how much you have been keeping up with artificial intelligence and generative AI, but back in November, December of 2022, OpenAI, a company called OpenAI, released ChatGPT. And it's something that, again, maybe you've heard of it, maybe not, but I became very curious about learning more about this generative AI tool. And more specifically, how can this generative AI tool be leveraged to help others in various ways, one of them being through the bar exam. And what I decided to do was actually, I made a decision that I really wanted to learn how these tools work to make sure that they are being used in a responsible and ethical way, right? Because there's definitely good uses of these tools and there's not so good uses of these tools, right? And I wanted to learn what they were about, how they worked on the back end. And so over the summer, I applied to a semester-long course at MIT that started in late August and, you know, goes through the end of December. And it was basically a no-code AI and machine learning course that allows you to understand how data science works and finding solutions focused on data science. I'm still not done with the course. I'm going to be done, you know, in a little over a month. And it has been intense to be working on this course as I work full time and, you know, just also try to make time to replenish, refresh, re-energize, regroup, right? But it has been worth it. And through that course, I have learned a lot about how these tools work. And the most straightforward way that I can explain to you how generative AI works is it's basically a tool where you input certain information. It could be a question, it could be a paragraph long query. That textual information gets transformed into a series of weighted numerical values that on the back end up getting input into very complex mathematical equations that allow then an output of other mathematical equations that then get transformed into text and allows you to then see what the model's prediction is of text that you would likely want based on the input that you gave it. So basically, the tool, with the use of very complex mathematical equations, allows outputs that are predictive based on the text that you input, right? That's how I've come to understand it so far. And my journey continues. You know, maybe that's not like the perfect definition, but that's how I've come to understand it. And I've come to understand enough about AI and generative AI and machine learning that I decided to really, again, figure out how it can be used to assist others in meaningful ways. So here comes the very exciting news of something that I worked on developing and something that is live now, and it's called Bar Exam GPT. And that was definitely a labor of love. And I want you, if you're someone who has never, you know, heard about AI or generative AI, or somebody who's not touched it in any way and just connected with it in any way and tried it out in any way, I want you to just stay curious with me for a little bit, because it is a really, really powerful tool. And even from when it started, you know, in its first iterations, the technology is advancing at a very, very rapid pace. And I recently went to an AI conference where it was all for attorneys. And they were sharing that in the future, not too, you know, long in the future, questions will come up around if an attorney is not using these tools, could it potentially be considered malpractice? Because there's going to be law firms that are leveraging the tools and are representing their clients as zealously as possible. And those that are not, are there going to be issues around, well, if you had used generative AI, it wouldn't have taken you that long to do that. And it were very interesting, just professional responsibility and ethical questions. And if anything, I highly, highly recommend that you try out this particular tool that is focused on helping you get your questions answered related to the bar exam. So maybe a question that you have is, okay, what kind of questions? Well, really just about anything. I've done a lot of testing with this particular bar exam GPT tool, and some of the questions have been everything, very complex areas of law. You know, just asking it, hey, provide an explanation of the rule against perpetuities. I'm confused, and it is important that I understand this in order to pass the bar exam. That was a prompt, just to give you an example. A prompt is the question that you type in that then allows the output. And Bar Exam GPT provided a very thorough explanation, very clear, very concise, and to the point. You know, and you can ask it to simplify it even further if you need to, if it's still complicated. And it's kind of like you're just chatting back and forth, right? You're texting with this machine learning model, with this generative AI model, right? And another example was like, oh, I asked it to explain the Erie Doctrine, right? In the time that I was away, actually, like that 6-month period, the NCBE, the National Committee of Bar Examinations, announced that next gen is the bar exam of the future. So I don't know if you're a 1L or 2L, 3L, a graduate. You know, it's likely, depending on the jurisdiction that you're in, that the bar exam is going to change in feel and look. And one of the things that I did that was really awesome is I gathered the information that has been provided about the exam, and I asked it, hey, so what are, you know, considering the changes to the new format of the bar exam called Next Gen, what should be my approach to studying for it based on the guidance provided in this website? And so then it reads the information on the website, and then it provides an extensive plan on what to do. And it does so within seconds. Another way that I actually used it a little bit with my past coaching clients who were successful on the bar exam, and I leaned into, you know, summarizing the key points that are provided in model answers, right? You can, for example, in California, you're provided for past bar exams a lot of essays and model answers. And one of the things that sometimes people have a tough time with is going through all of the model answers and really understanding them. So one of the things that you can do is you read an essay, you maybe outline it for yourself and try to determine what are the most important issues. And then, you know, instead of having to read through all of the, you know, lengthy pages, which for one essay could be, I don't know, 8 pages for one and another, you know, 6 pages for another. Instead of reading 14 pages, maybe you don't have a lot of time. You can literally just copy and paste the model answers and ask it to summarize into 10 bullet points to give you the key 10 takeaways for that particular model answer. And it can streamline and make it faster for you to look at even more essays, right? So those are just some examples of how Bar Exam GPT can be a tool that assists you. I am including the link in this podcast episode, and I'll be definitely making some more episodes around this because I want you to really, again, stay curious, stay courageous, and implement tools such as these that can really, really benefit you when it comes to your preparation. And I have to tell you, there's folks that have already been using it with great success, with successful outcomes, right? And so there is, you know, a lot of different tools out there, but this is something that is based off of just months of learning how it works, ensuring that it is tested and that it is answering as best as possible. It's not perfect. You know, one of the disclaimers when you use it, it says, like, you know, ChatGPT can make mistakes, considering checking important information, right? So I am a lawyer and I do have to give you that disclaimer. It's not perfect, but it's really good. So I'll leave you with that because I'm super excited and I do want you to consider trying this tool out. And if you have, you know, any feedback or maybe you have any questions that you want to ask it, but, you know, you feel you don't want to open, you know, just kind of connect your email to OpenAI and ChatGPT, or, you know, maybe you have some discomfort around it, feel free to email me at barexamgameplan@gmail.com, and I will ask it for you and provide the answers here on the podcast, okay? So good luck, try it out, and I will connect with you in the next episode and bring you some more updates related to Bar Exam GPT. Take care.